He started me off on the letter A, and then he left me, but he would drop in from time to time to see that all was right with me. At 2 o'clock, he returned to say goodbye, complimented me on the amount that I had written, and locked the door of the office after me. This went on day after day, Mr. Holmes, and on Saturday, the manager came in and gave me 4 golden sovereigns for my week's work. It was the same the next week, and the same the week after. Every morning, I was there at 10, and every afternoon, I left at 2. Gradually, Mr. Duncan Ross started coming in only once in the morning, and then, after a time, he did not come in at all. Still, of course, I never dared to leave the room for an instant, for I was not sure when he might come, and the position was such a good one and suited me so well that I would not risk losing it. 8 weeks passed away like this, and I had written about abbots and archery and armor and architecture and Attica, and hoped with diligence that I might get on to the bees before very long. It cost me a little for paper and ink, and I had pretty nearly filled a shelf with my writing. And then suddenly the whole business came to an end.
To an end?
Yes, sir. Just this morning. I went to work as usual at 10 o'clock, but the door was shut and locked, with a little square of cardboard hammered on the middle of the panel with a tack.
He held up a piece of white cardboard about the size of a sheet of notepaper. It read, "The Red-Headed League is dissolved, October 9th, 1890.